At the top of the year, I outlined 8 manifestations that I wanted to live by and use for all of 2024. And the goal was to have these align with both my personal and or professional priorities. And I wanted them to become essentially these mental frameworks that I could fall back on a daily basis that would keep me on track to designing and creating the life that I wanted for myself. Now, since that moment and since the top of the year, I'd say on average, 5 out of the 7 days of the week minimum, if not more, I have written each of these manifestations 5 times each to mentally build it into my mind. And it's been an incredible process. I want to go through them today and share them with you, but please know they're in no specific order. And by no means do I think each and every one of you needs to take these manifestations and run with them. At the very end, I'm going to actually challenge you to create your own. So stick around for that. Number one, I am highly pleasing in the presence of others. So for me, this reinforces that I do bring value to the room, right? It's such a good reminder and confidence booster that I am a highly pleasing individual. And it's not in the sense from an egotistical standpoint. It is just from a place of keeping my head held high, feeling confidence within me, and knowing that I do bring value to the table. I was inspired by this specific one from the book Prosperity Consciousness by Frederick Lehman. I was recommended to read this book when I was discussing money abundance issues, mindsets a few months ago. And this was one of the manifestations that I picked up on, and it has felt so incredibly powerful. And I've had these moments throughout the year that have reminded me that this manifestation is alive and well, and for all the other manifestations that I'll go to. So it's also very interesting that as I'm writing these manifestations and I'm building them into my mindset on a daily basis, I'm starting to pick up on these little cues, moments, experiences, conversations where I'm like, ooh, this is being reinforced for manifestation number 3 or manifestation number 1. So it's been really, really amazing to just intentionally write these things out. And yeah, so just constantly reminding myself that I am highly pleasing the presence of others has been a really, really good confidence boost. Number 2, I deserve to be wealthy. This reinforces that I can step in and create an abundance of financial freedom for myself. This has been an ongoing process for me over the last few years, more specifically, as I'm really trying to rewire my brain in how I look, think, feel about money and the emotional attachment that I have towards it. I think what's really important to call out is just the environment that I was raised in. I was brought up by 2 incredible parents. They both worked full time. My mother has been in banking for 30 plus years and still working today. My father was a correctional officer for I think damn near 30 years and retired a few years ago. And they both made great money to, you know, put a roof over our head, to help provide the needs of the family. But I definitely think, and this is no disrespect to them, right? Like I could feel money was tight, or, you know, it was very intentional with kind of the trips that we went on or how we were spending money within the home. And that's, there's no shame to that. There's nothing wrong with that. But I know that for myself, I want to create abundance of it in my life, not so that I can buy certain things, but just so I can live a life that is fully aligned with me and I can do the things I want to do without feeling, well, there's not enough money. So I have been really trying to work through this process and even stepping in as a full-time entrepreneur, coach, creator, putting dollar signs to my name, to my service, has taught me to trust that I can ask for what I know I deserve to get in exchange in return. So this has been a big one that I've been working on. I think it's just pushing through those limiting beliefs that I've had. And even interesting enough, Kate and I wrote out 5 manifestations that we put in a frame and hung it around our house as we both collectively wanted and have been wanting to just change our beliefs around money. And it's been really, really powerful. It's been an emotional process, as money is, it's clearly such a powerful energy that we all use in our day-to-day lives and need it. And just reframing the way I look at it and think about it and being happy to pay people for their services, even though I'm someone that was so taught to make every dollar and save it, it feels good to slowly be reframing how I look and think about money. And I know at the end of the day, I deserve to be wealthy and I will be wealthy with time. Number three, I am in the best shape of my life. This reinforces me to continue prioritizing my mental, physical, spiritual well-being. So, so important. I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for my daily commitment to these practices. It's how I show up on a day-to-day basis and feel full of energy, clarity, excitement, motivation. I really do feel that on a daily basis. And that wasn't always the case. I can remember times in my life where I'd roll out of bed and not be excited for the day ahead or not feel, you know, I want to do the workout. And there are times where that happens, but I don't allow myself to skip out on some of these important habits and routines that I know are really, really important to me. And because of that, it affects my output in my business. It affects how I show up in my personal relationships. And I've ultimately taken on the responsibility to design these habits and routines into my lifestyle, which has in turn helped me feel like I am in the best shape of my life. So I say just writing that on a daily basis has just reinforced and encouraged me to make healthy decisions, to make sure I'm prioritizing these habits and routines that I know are going to make me feel my best self. And it's been really, really beneficial. Number four, I am mentally calm in chaos. This reinforces my ability to be an observer of my thoughts and not be attached to them. Meditation has become part of a daily practice of mine since I got introduced to it in 2016. And I feel I am light years of a difference of a human being than I am today than I was a few years ago. I don't get bent out of shape when somebody cuts me off driving. I don't get thrown off when, you know, I tell someone I need a project done by next Friday and they tell me they need an additional week or 2 weeks. I just flow. I feel like I'm dancing constantly with the universe, with the world, and I'm just trusting and not getting so caught up. And I think what's allowed me to do that is I operate from a place of responding to what life throws at me versus reacting. So for example, reacting would be the individual tells me, hey, I need an extra week to finish the deadline or to finish the deliverables. And I react. I'm like, dude, come on. You told me it was going to be done this Friday. Now we're pushing it back, X, Y, and Z. Obviously, given the context, depending on the situation, that could be a bigger problem. But more often than not, a place of me responding would be not allowing my anger to come up and me coming to that individual and saying, hey, what would it take though to get it done sooner than next Friday? Like, is there anything we can do? And meeting them where they're at instead of just coming back, fighting and causing a bigger commotion. It just has served me so much better because I feel like I have more peace within me because I can stay mentally calm and cool and collected in these really either important moments in my day-to-day life or just in the casual day-to-day moments that we often can just overlook and get frustrated. And I'm not perfect. I do have those moments where I overreact, but I found that the reaction time is a lot faster than it used to be. So me getting bent out of shape a couple weeks ago when I went to the doctors and they told me I couldn't take my tests because of NARA on their end, I was a little annoyed for about 5 minutes and then I quickly let it go and moved on with my day where previous Bob would have allowed that to just completely get in his mind and just ruin the rest of his day. I really try to remind myself that I can control how I respond to others, but I can't control how they respond to me. And that has been a good shift in mindset and perspective. And ultimately, yeah, just being able to be mentally calm in chaos has created more peace within me. And that has just felt so, so good. Number five, I have everything I need to be happy. This reinforces that I do not or will not put my value or worth or happiness in material items or in future destinations and achievements. How many times do we tell ourselves, once we get to X, once we have X, we will then be happy. Once we have a better relationship, once we have a nicer car, once we have a better, higher paying job, once we have the time to do X, it's just all excuses. It's all just a distraction. So I try to remind myself that I have everything in my life right now to be happy. There is nothing else that I need. Anything else at this point is just sprinkles on top. Yes, it's nice, it's pleasant, but it's not necessary. It's not needed. And I think because of this manifestation, it has served as such a great gratitude practice for me to remind myself that yes, driving the nice car would be really, really nice. Eating at the expensive restaurant whenever I please would be really nice. Or having a house in this city and that city could be really nice, but I don't need it. All I need is everything that I have right here, right now. And that feels so good. It feels like freedom. It feels like peace. It feels like fulfillment. And I think for most people, they chase going from one mountain to the next, constantly just going from one thing to the next, chasing happiness, chasing dopamine. And it's a never-ending cycle. You're a hamster on a wheel that's just running circles and circles, and you're never actually getting what you want, getting to that destination, because you're moving on to the next one. So I think just ingraining myself with I have everything I need to be happy has been really helpful. And it reminds me to find joy in the present moment, right here, right now, in every moment, every interaction, every part of my day. Number six, I'm in a healthy relationship. This reinforces that I am indeed with the woman that I love, and I continue working towards sustaining all aspects of our relationship. Now, the timing of this is really perfect because just this week, Kate and I released an episode on her podcast. Her show is called Wildly Capable with Kate. And the title of the episode is Rebuilding Trust After a Breakup. So long story short, November of 2022, I broke up with Kate for about 2 months. We went through then all of last year, 2023, a rebuild process, which required so many different things that I won't get into on today's podcast because it's not what we're here to discuss. But all that to say, I would encourage you to go listen to her episode if you're interested in learning more. But with that being said, the reason that I am writing this as a manifestation is the road of us getting to where we are today has not been picture perfect. It has been a lot of bumps and bruises, tears, a lot of emotions. And that doesn't mean that where we are at today is perfect and everything is bliss. It's a much healthier and better state. But anyone that is in a relationship knows that it takes consistent effort, work, and that's a good thing. That's what it's all about. I'm evolving, she's evolving, relationships evolve. And with that, we work together to make the relationship continue to be a success. So I think for me, just writing out, I am in a healthy relationship is such a good frame from my mindset of just reminding myself, I am with the woman that I love. She has everything that I want and need in someone. And so writing that out reminds me that even in the highs or the lows of what could happen in that day ahead, whatever happens, it's reminding myself that I am with the right person and that there is no other way through than but to work through whatever we need to work through. And I continue to choose her. She continues to choose me. And that's what allows us to continue working on the relationship. Number seven, I am a powerful and valuable coach. This reinforces that I have and will continue to help people on a deep level through all mediums, my podcast like this, social media posts, courses, my coaching program, whatever it is. When I first started coaching about 2 years ago, that was such a massive first step because I had so many limiting beliefs of who am I to help coach another individual? And I think I had to come to the realization of two things. One, that I am not on a pedestal. I'm not above anyone. I'm standing right next to these individuals and I'm helping guide them through experiences or moments or processes that I've been through before. So I'm standing next to them, which makes us on the same team. And secondly, acknowledging that I'm just one step in front of them, one tiny step. I'm not Mr. Know-it-all. I'm not saying that I am the best expert in the world. I'm just saying, hey, I am one step ahead of you. I've been through this before. Let me guide you through this process. And accepting those two truths has allowed me to fully step in as a coach. And so writing out, I am a powerful and valuable coach, powerful in the sense of I know I can shift people's mindsets and perspectives, their lives through my coaching, which also in turn is valuable to them because it's helping them step into a life by their true design. And so writing this out and stepping into this manifestation has been so incredibly powerful and something that I on a day-to-day basis, I have those moments come up where there may be some ounce of doubt, but it's much less than it was just 2 years ago. And number eight, I love myself. This reinforces the self-love that I have for myself, because without it, I would not be able to show up as the version of what you're looking at or who you're listening to right here, right now. I love my flaws. I love my weaknesses. I love my strengths. I love the ugly truths, shadows, etc. I love every ounce of it because it makes me who I am. Going through difficult moments in life, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. But through it, we come out the other side a better individual because we learn through it. And then we have the ability to pass that knowledge on to other people. And that's what I'm doing through conversations, podcasts like this. I feel confident in my own skin because of this manifestation, because I truly love myself. I wouldn't trade my experiences, my place with anyone else in the world, because I'm just happy to be who I am. Now, are there certain things that maybe I wish I could change about myself? Maybe I wish I hadn't done. Yeah, I could spend time drawing up the better Bobby life, but what does that serve me? What does that actually do for me? That's not the reality. The reality is me acknowledging who I am today, accepting it, loving myself for it, and knowing that no single person out there is perfect. And so really, really welcoming myself with open arms and loving myself has been so, so important. And it continues to be a really powerful manifestation that I write every single day. Challenge for you. I want you to create your own list of manifestations. And I want you to create it specifically to you, because as I just went through the eight manifestations that I've been living by, they're all custom to me. I wrote them all myself, except the first one. I did get inspired and I pulled it from Prosperity Consciousness, but all the rest are coming from a place of me closing my eyes, visualizing what does the dream life of Bobby look and feel like? Okay, I can see it. I can feel it. Now, what are the manifestations that I know I need to create that are going to help make that dream reality become my present reality? So go through that process for yourself. Visualize, close your eyes. What does the future version of your life look like? What would you want it to feel like? And then when you open your eyes, I want you to write I statements and write down whatever vision you want to be your reality. Write it down. If it's 3 manifestations, if it's 10, if it's 20, it's up to you. Just trust that you will write down all the ones that you need to write. And it doesn't need to be an odd number. It doesn't need to be an even number. Just trust as you write these manifestations that every single one is serving a purpose. You need to see them to believe them before anyone else in this world. So even as you write these down, it may feel uncomfortable. You may question, you may have some self-doubts, but just trust it and write it down. Read them daily. Maybe write them down 5 times a day like me, or do whatever you feel is right. Just have them in a safe place that you can revisit and read time and time again. I would really recommend revisiting it on a daily basis, ideally in the morning, because it really shapes yourself up for the day ahead with these mental frameworks, these mental mindsets that will be really, really incredibly powerful. For those who've been following on socials, maybe through some of these podcasts, I've been in behind the scenes working on the Life Designer Club, and I want to provide all of you an update as it has been such an exciting process and we are just making some great, great progress along the way. So if you're looking to live a life by design that prioritizes both your personal and professional priorities, then this is the club for you. Now, the reason I'm calling it club is because it is not just a course, but it is also a private community. So there are going to be self-paced videos that you'll be able to consume on your own time, exercises for you to do on your own time. And then there's going to be a weekly Q&A live session with me and all the other community members where you will be able to ask questions, as well as there will be a private WhatsApp community for you to chat with, connect with other life designers. So through the actual club, there's 40 plus modules. There's 130 plus mini exercises. Don't be intimidated by that number. They are all very intentional, easy for you to get through, and will ultimately just create clarity for what needs to be changed in your life and how you need to make those changes. We have the private WhatsApp community of other life designers and the weekly Q&A, like I mentioned, all on a mission, right? All of these pillars, the videos, the exercises to help you create work-life harmony so that you can feel inner peace, fulfillment, freedom, and happiness on a daily basis because all areas of your life will be in alignment, both personal and professional. We're going to completely change your mindset where you might be valuing professional as greater than personal priorities. We're going to make them equal to, because they are equal and they help. They go hand in hand with one another. And when done correctly, it is an effortless dance that just flows, and both areas of your life will just feel like incredible because they're each getting the proper attention and energy that they need. The way in which we're going to do this through the Life Designer Club is I'll take you through four steps, through my four step process to designing your life. Step one, we'll go through a personal audit of you, identify the things that need to be addressed. Step two, we'll map out the dream life. We'll get clear on what that ideal version of your life would look like. Step three, we'll create a custom calendar that is aligned with getting you to that dream life. We'll reverse engineer the steps needed to get you to where you're trying to go. And then step four, we will build out your personal playbook, AKA your boundary playbook, your rules to live by, so that you stay on track and you don't get distracted by anything that is going to pull you off from getting you to where you want to be. So that's a little update on kind of where we're at. More so, it's just kind of giving you guys and gals context of what is coming. We are probably about 60, 70% through completion. The launch will be towards the end of April, and we should be good to go on that. If this is of interest, I would consider getting on the wait list, where you can go to bobbyhobert.com, or the link will be in the description to join the wait list. Look for Life Designer Club and sign up to join. You will be receiving access to it before the public and at a discounted rate if you are on the wait list. So please do not wait. Get on the wait list. It will be extremely beneficial for you, and you will have access before the public does. So Life Designer Club is the club that you want to be part of this year. I promise you it is going to be so worth your time and energy, and I can't wait to share that with all of you. You can also head over to bobbyhobert.com to learn more about my weekly newsletter, other digital courses, or my one-on-one coaching program. The best way to support this show, screenshot this episode on whatever platform you're listening in on, post it to your IG story, tag me at Bobbe, that's B-O, three B's, four A's and a Y. Share the podcast on your IG story. Let me know, what was the biggest takeaway? How did this episode change your perspective? Maybe there's someone in your community that is looking for help with manifestations, and this will be the episode that will help them, because with the manifestations, they can then design the life they want for themselves. They can feel they're held accountable with these manifestations. And wow, how beautiful is that? So post it on your IG story. It means a lot. If you're a Spotify listener, we're at 4.9 ratings across 138 reviews. Drop a review top left under my album art for the podcast. That's really helpful. Or if you're an iTunes listener, we're at 4.8 rating across 95 reviews. Thank you for tuning in. It's the Bearded Man Podcast.